What we want to do this morning, we're on this journey as a church together. We talked a little bit about that last week. We feel like this is a year of journeying together. Our themes for the year are going to be all about journey, and we want to make sure that we do that really well. And these next few weeks, and last week included, we've been talking about this journey of change. Where many of us, last week was true, when we asked people, who's been going through significant change? Many of you put your hands up, said, yeah, I've been going through significant change. Lots of us are going through change. This church is no different. We're going through a significant change ourselves, and we want to journey through that change together. Last week, we talked a lot about courage and what it was to be courageous in the midst of change. Today, we're talking about consecration, and Chris is going to come and talk to us about that in a minute. But just before he does that, I want to just highlight a few things to you that would be important. If you're new with us or in the process of getting to know us, that doesn't mean necessarily that you're here for the first time this week, but you're in the process of getting to know us. In the middle of your table, there's a Get Connected card, which you can fill in if you would like to stay a bit more connected with us and know what's going on and all that kind of stuff. And also point you towards what Paul and Jackie's house this coming week. They're hosting an event for newcomers as well, which you can jump in on. And there's information about that on our website. So please do go check that out. And also we're recognizing that at the moment, there's a bunch of students that are arriving in our city. You may have seen all the signs for halls of residence and all that kind of stuff around Bristol. And if that's you and you're here with us this morning, welcome back. If you're a student or if you're here with us for the first time, welcome. And I just want to point out someone to you. Hannah Morris is in the stripy t-shirt just here. Give us a wave, Hannah. Hannah's one of our student leaders. And so if you're with us as a student and you'd like to go connect, then she's the person to do that with this morning. Does that make sense? All right. Great. Chris, where are you? This is Chris. Chris is our curate. And I'm also Chris, by the way. I didn't say that. I'm Chris. And I'm a part of our senior leadership team alongside Chris here. And we've been trying to work out for the last kind of 18 months, like, how do we distinguish the Chrises?
Yeah, because we've not worked that out yet.
Because I'm a Chris and he's a Chris and we've both got beards, so you can't be like bearded one and not bearded one and... We can't really go like old one and young one because that would be rude.
I don't mind that though, you know, that's fine.
And so we'll just go with like...
I'm not going to mention the kind of old one, and, you know, because that would be rude too.
Yeah, great. Anyway, Chris is going to share with us for a few minutes and then take us on. Is that right?
Brilliant. Yeah, that's cool. Thanks, Chris. So, yeah, it is so good to see the church so full of people. I love it. How wonderful to come in, just that it comes straight into worship. I wonder how that was for you. It's different. And today, Chris has said we're looking at consecration. We're going to take communion as a church family a little bit later in our gathering. And we're going to have a time, you'll notice candles on your table. All will be explained later, but they will be a part of our act of consecration. And we're going to be looking just a little bit, maybe 10 minutes or so now, at Joshua 3, and what it means, what this whole idea of consecration is. Before we do that, I want to just tell you a little bit of a story. So just imagine the scene, if you will. I'm camped with some friends on the shore of a river, a big river. And the noise in the background is the roar of the river as it goes down over some rapids. And we've been coming down this river for a few days now, camping each night. And on this particular night, as we go about our evening duties, setting up the shelters we're going to sleep under, the mosquito nets, sterilizing the water, and all those things, everyone is just a little bit more quiet, thoughtful. And we're coming to the hardest section of the river, and we know what we're going into the next day. And everyone is preparing themselves. Because individually, each person needs to know that they're committed to doing this. We each need each other to be committed to this journey down the river. Because we depend on the person who's got all the gear in the raft that they won't flip that over. And the people who are going to be looking out for us as we're in the rapids. And so in our own way, as we settle down for that night, each person commits themselves to being all in, being 100% totally focused on making tomorrow happen. And it does. Now I share that just to start us thinking about this idea of consecration, of what it means And of course, that isn't a holy moment. That's us. That's a bunch of people going down a river and having fun. What we start to read about here in Joshua 3, and I'm just going to read the first 8 verses. This is where we start to see God taking a people on a journey. If you've got a Bible with you, do turn to it, switch it on, however your Bible looks. So just the first 8 verses of Joshua 3. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it. That's 900 meters. That's a long way from the ark. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves. Consecrate yourselves. For tomorrow, the Lord will do amazing things among us. Joshua said to the priest, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people. So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so that they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. The Israelites are on the eve of a really big moment. They've been in the wilderness. They've been there for years, decades. And God is calling them out across this river. They don't yet know how they're going to get across it. All they know is that the priests are going to go ahead and that they are to consecrate themselves. Now, I want to focus in on that word, consecrate. What does it mean? That might bring up a whole load of thoughts in our heads. For this, I'm going to teach you one word of Hebrew. So the Bible is written in Hebrew, and that word is the word hadash. Should we say it together? Hadash. Okay, they say it much better in Hebrew. It's got a real sort of guttural sound on that ha. But hadash, consecrate. Now it means to be holy, to be sanctified, to be prepared, to be dedicated to God. Another place you'll find the same word is in Leviticus 19, verse 2, where it says, be holy, or be hadash, because I, the Lord your God, am hadash. You get the idea. This is all about holiness. And yet Joshua has just told the people, consecrate yourselves. Can they do that? Really? Can I make myself holy? And of course, the people can't make themselves holy. They know that. They know that holiness is what God is holy. But God says, you will be holy because I am holy. And so what this act of hadash means to the Israelites is a whole bunch of things that they do. One of those things, amongst many, is to wash their clothes. Okay, seems really mundane. That's a bit like us on the side of that river, just going through the motions of sorting the water out and the meal and the shelters. They're just washing their clothes. But for them, it signifies something bigger. It is a moment where they say, as I do this intentionally, I am placing my life into God's hands, that he will make me holy, and that it will be known this day that I am ready to follow God wherever he leads. And so that is why Joshua is saying to all the people, consecrate yourselves, because tomorrow we've got amazing things to do following God. They don't know the whole of it yet, but they're committing at this point to follow God, whatever. Now, what does this mean for us as a family? As Chris has explained, and as you've seen today, church is different. We're in a new season. And so everything looks and feels different. Our conversation is different. It's been shaped by the year we've been through. And we have a sense that God is calling us on a journey together as a church family. And that journey together, that sense of being consecrated, is something that is both individual and together. What do I mean by that? I mean, for each of us, we are all in different places in our lives. We're all placed in different places. Some are in the city, some outside the city, different areas of the city. Some of us are involved in schools, in work, in different kinds, so many different contexts. Have a look around. Just take a moment. While you do, I'm going to go and grab a drink. But just think about all the different contexts represented in this room right now. So just imagine for a moment what God is going to do with every one of us as he leads us all forward in the different places that we are planted by him. Okay, it's huge. It's vast. It's way bigger than I can imagine. And yet, that individual bit is something actually we do together as well. Because when we come together like this, when we start chatting to each other, telling each other about our week, and then we start going on to say, hey, let me talk to you about what Jesus is doing in my life. Or we might ask people questions. I'm trying to find Jesus. How do I find Jesus? Or what do you mean, hear from Jesus and allow him to lead you? Those sorts of conversations start to build us up as a church family. And so together, we go on this journey. There's no sense of hierarchy, no sense of, oh, this person's closer to Jesus and this person's not. No, none of that. We're all equal before God. And so this moment of consecration is somewhere where we together say, yes, I'm ready, God, whatever it means. I'm ready to place my life into your hands, to follow Jesus. Yes, I know I don't know what tomorrow's going to look like. But I know that if I trust you with my life, then my life is in the safest place it can be, in Jesus' hands. And together we can walk into whatever that looks like. Now, what does this consecration look like for us? As I said, it's going to be different things for each of us. But to share together as a church family, we're going to do something really simple. And that is to light a candle. Now, it might be simple. We're not going to light them just now. I see people reaching to the things. So this is going to happen during the communion. So you'll notice on your table, we've got a big candle and we've got some small candles. We're going to light the big candle at the start of when we start going communion, and we'll light the small candles maybe halfway through. But don't worry, we will talk to you about all of that. But the thing is, what the Israelites did was simply to wash their clothes and a bunch of other things. You can go and read in Exodus about all the other things they did to consecrate themselves. It was very much just in doing these acts, we're setting ourselves apart. It wasn't they had to think about it and think, oh, I'm going to dedicate my life to God. They simply do. Simply sit in that space of doing something together as a declaration that we will follow God into what is ahead. In the name of Jesus and the power of his Holy Spirit. Now that is all I want to share today. If anyone says consecrate, you can say to them, I know what that word is. It's kadash. You can practice that. We can start saying it to each other. Be kadash. I wonder what we're saying. Be holy. This isn't on us to remember as well. It's God that makes us holy. And because that conversation, the way that we interact with each other, the opportunity to encourage each other, it's such a big part of what it means to be God's people, to dedicate our lives to him. We've chosen to put this next moment, this next half hour or so we're going to go into, of refreshments and conversation, right into the middle of our gathering. Just recognizing that this is as much a part of what it means to be the people of God together as it does singing worship songs, sharing communion. And so to help you in that time, you'll have some envelopes on your table. Now, you don't have to use these. There's some questions in those envelopes. It's a white envelope. Inside are lots of bits of paper. There are three different colors. Some of them, I'm going to have to remember what the colors are because I haven't got my envelope with me. But hey, I think the white ones are kind of about life historically, stuff that you might want to talk about, journeys, events in your life you might want to share. Not particularly vulnerable. Go with those. Others are about the story we've read in Joshua 3. And then there's some green ones that get a bit more personal, a bit more vulnerable. You don't have to do any of them. You can make your own ones up. But you might just want to use some of those to just initiate some conversation around your table. If you're on the live stream, Paul and Jackie are going to take you through this next half hour. So do go and get some refreshments, whatever that looks like, to just have a time of conversation in your house with each other. If you're there with more people, with Paul and Jackie through the chat on the live stream. It's going to be pretty busy in this room. The hosts are going to come and serve you. Is there anything else I need to be telling people in the room? I'm just looking over for Cameron. Cameron, is that good? Do you want to come and say something? No, no. All good. They have got it. They are doing an amazing job, aren't they? Should we give them, I think. It's just an instruction going on. Okay. If you need gluten-free or vegan, we can do that. So just let someone know and we can provide you with something, some cake-like thing that will be vegan or gluten-free. Possibly both. I don't know. So we're going to have about 25 to 30 minutes of just enjoy the conversation. Use those conversation starters if they're helpful. If you don't get refreshments after about 20 minutes, put your hand up and wave and we'll make sure we get some to you.